sports. Sports, sports. Sports news. Sports stories. And if there's time, even sports opinions. It's the Sports Dump with Will and Howie.
All right, here we are. It is the Sports Dump August edition.
Yes, feel the heat.
That's right. I'm joined today by Dan Antonucci, or Nooch as he's called. Alternate title for this show may be Weasel and the Nooch.
There you go.
But you're not really the Nooch.
Not
and
yet.
I'm really not Weasel either. I mean, that's really Pauly Shore from way back, and I just happen to be, you know, fond of the word Weaselicious, which
there
is
you
my
go.
Improv group.
Well, I think this generation's young people, Pauly Shore may be lost on them, so you could give it a fresh identity very easily.
Would it be, would you take being this generation's Pauly Shore?
In a heartbeat.
Yeah.
I'd take being this generation's, Micro Machines guy.
The commercial, the Micro Machines guy, you talk real fast?
Absolutely. Or any number of people.
Yeah, that's true. He probably made a good amount of money on that.
Trillions.
Yeah, I was telling you earlier how I didn't get a commercial that I wanted to get. I was very upset about that.
So sorry.
Yeah, second callback. It's tough.
Well, now,
scale and a half.
Objectively, if you could step outside yourself and analyze your performance, what do you think it is that
I
made
stumbled
you not
in
good
one
enough?
Of the improvisations. I tried to say the word patience, and the word eluded me for a moment. I remember the error well. The director did what he could to help me out. He showed me stuff from the day before his callback. I went back and forth. It was an hour and 45-minute callback.
Wow.
But I can't even, you know, there's all these non-disclosures and whatnot.
Sure,
so
yeah. No, you've already breached
else.
The heck out of them.
Well, I think saying a callback doesn't really
No,
breach.
You kept it nice and vague.
Yeah, pretty vague. Point being, I didn't get it. So that's why we're
all
doing
right.
this today.
Listeners at home, so you can grab your tissues, take a moment for Joe.
Yes, thank you. So today I think we'll get a little down and dirty in some sports, and this is maybe a more natural dynamic you and I here, Nooch. We've known each other for a long time.
Yes.
We've done some podcasts, never reached the air except the one we did last week, because when we did them, the guy, the engineer, each time would ruin the recording in some way. So we find out a day later that none of the stuff got on the air. Those were good.
Yeah, they were great.
They were
For the ether.
Lost episodes. Mm-hmm. But this hopefully won't get lost. And last week when Quincy, my friend Quincy, hopefully now your friend Quincy,
great
was
guy.
Here, I was kind of caught in the middle there because I'm kind of an idiot compared to him, as I explained, and you are an idiot compared to me, and I'm much more comfortable having the highest status.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Now, when you are sitting atop the throne, the whole kingdom is in order.
Right.
I get it.
Right. Mm-hmm. Right. That's what I need. And you fit in with that.
Oh, yeah. No,
and when
I
call you an idiot, there is no higher compliment, Dan. I assure you.
Totally understand and appreciate it.
All right. Good. So we can get started. So, again, we're in this kind of, there's a little bit of football news because camps are starting. And immediately the injuries are happening.
Yes.
Sterling Shepard for the Giants, bad ankle sprain. Mm-hmm. Today, Ryan Tannehill, quarterback for the Dolphins, may have injured his knee. Colin Kaepernick still probably the, 15th, 20th best quarterback in the NFL, still unemployed.
Oh, yeah. And the already worst and most unnecessary preseason is going to be especially terrible now with this little
story
outbreak of
around?
Injuries.
Oh, yeah.
No, you already get about 10 seconds of anybody you'd ever want to watch for these games.
Yes.
With huge crowds and huge money invested. I don't know why they do it.
NFL?
Yeah.
Why people are into it? Are you not an NFL fan? You watch the
games. No, I'm talking about preseason.
Oh, yes.
Specifically.
Well, because they charge
season.
You.
Yeah.
If you have to be a season ticket holder and you have to buy your seat license and you also have to pay for the preseason games. And they extort you, essentially, by making you take something you don't want and holding over. It's like when I wanted to see the Dodgers-Yankees games when they were out here. The Yankees were out in L.A. And so you had to buy like a 12-game package just to get a couple Yankee games.
That it's smart from a business perspective.
Yes, but it's annoying
ridiculous
from the
and annoying for consumers.
And another thing is, especially in Los Angeles, 90% of events you should not buy until 2 or 1 days before off of StubHub. You All can right. get Dodgers tickets day before, unless it's like Dodgers Cubs or Dodgers Cardinals.
Yep.
Dodgers Giants, you don't want to go to because someone will get killed.
Mm-hmm.
Or Dodgers Yankees.
Yeah. Dodgers Yankees, Dodgers Cubs, you're usually going to have a split crowd.
And it's going to be full.
Excitement.
But anything else, Dodgers Padres.
No, yeah, nobody
Dodgers
cares.
A's, any of the, any other Western division team other than the Giants, those seats are available for half the price usually.
And it's a pretty lovely ballpark. It's a nice experience.
It is. A guy I do shows with, you got the email about the Dodger game.
Yes.
And I took the tickets there. They were great seats. Mm-hmm. Great seats for that game. Dodgers lost. Awful. Wood lost.
Doesn't happen recently.
No.
Or
very
often.
Good.
Yeah.
Well, that's that. Oh, so let's talk, since baseball is kind of the sport in action right now. After the trade deadline, Nooch, lots and lots and lots of powerful teams. More than usual.
Yeah.
I can point to, I'm going to say, there are 5 teams that look like powerhouses to me. Who do you think they are?
Who do I think they are? We'll say teams that look like powerhouses to Joe.
Powerhouses right now.
Is going to be the Dodgers.
Actually, 6. I'm going to say 6 teams that I think can easily make a claim to winning the World Series right now.
All right. I'm going to say the Dodgers.
Yes.
Houston Astros.
Yes. Jeez.
Let's see.
Boy, you stopped pretty early there.
Dead in my tracks. Well, I'm trying to think like you, so it's hard to get inside your brain.
The 6 best teams.
Okay. Well, I'm going to say the Yankees.
Sure.
Okay, that's 3. We're halfway there.
Yes. This is taking so much longer than I
thought
it would.
Well, no, this is good to listen to, because then the people at home also think about it. They've already thought
of the 6 teams.
Well, then I'm going to really string it along. Let's see. Come on,
the Dodgers.
Colorado.
Not on my list.
Not on the list. They're probably 8 or 9 on his list.
Dodgers, Astros, Yankees so far. You got 3.
Oh, Chicago.
Cubs, yes.
Yep. Let's stay in that division for my sleeper team.
Okay.
Milwaukee.
No, okay. Not one of the 6 teams.
They're probably in the top 22, yes?
Yes, they're in the top 22 teams.
All right.
They will not make the playoffs, though.
I don't have any. I'm not including any other AL East teams. I think they're garbage.
No, you shouldn't. There's one more team in the AL.
There's an obvious
team in the NL.
Yes. There's an obvious team. Another team in Texas that I'm forgetting.
No.
Okay. Man, who's being overlooked right now?
Yeah, 2 teams.
How about you give me a simple hint, and then I'll tell you
the
2 teams.
The 2 best teams remaining.
Okay.
One has one of the best players in baseball on it. One of the 3 best players in baseball right now.
Wow. Oh, okay.
You keep saying, like, oh, as if the answer's about to come, but then you follow it up with more silence.
Well, you know, the thing is, I'm thinking now you've got me overthinking it, and I'm thinking,
that's something you should never
who
do.
Who are the obvious choices
here?
Well,
we're beyond obvious now.
Now
was
we're,
in the
we're
World
going
Series
wins and
year.
Losses. Oh, see? No, that's totally obvious.
Yeah, who is
Cleveland.
It? Okay.
Yeah.
And the other's a National League team.
Yes, of course.
With the best player, perhaps, in the National League.
The best player, perhaps, in the National League. Well,
name the best players in the National League.
I'm going to. In the National League.
Name a best player in the National League.
A best player in the National League. Just so you guys know at home, I play fantasy baseball daily and weekly and see over 400 or 500 names a day.
You spend
and I
money
have
on
tons,
it.
And I'm really, really shocked that I'm drawing a blank
here.
You're
always looking for, like, the bargain guys. This
no,
guy's
but I
not
mean,
a bargain.
No. Let me just...
This would be one of the highest priced players
one of the
in your
highest
fantasy
priced
league
players.
Every day.
So the best player, oh, Miami.
No, but that's close. And it's
they're
not
a good
Miami.
Team. I know it's not Miami.
The team's not good. Jesus Christ.
No, definitely
Bryce
not the
Harper
Mets.
Bryce Harper and Washington
oh,
Nationals.
Oh, of course.
For
see,
God's
it was an
sake.
Obvious one.
That took
3.5 minutes.
It was an
obvious one.
My God.
Oh, man. You see, it's the obvious ones that catch you off guard. Yeah, of course the Nationals. They got a wonderful pitching staff, a dynamic lineup. Some of my favorite players.
We don't have a cough
Some
button.
Guys that are ready to maybe get a ring or get close that have been with the team for
Can
a while.
Can you name 3 more players on that team?
Zimmerman, Murphy. I could go on.
The guy
slick,
who looks like a Husky.
The guy that looks like a Husky. Not Justin Bour in Miami, but the guy, Felts McGee, Scherzer.
Yeah, Scherzer. You know he has 2 different colored eyes.
Yeah, it's called multichromia or something like that. And
that's what husky dogs
Husky
have.
Dogs do it, and certain people of Earth, humans, have
yes.
it too.
Yes. So he's one of them. Boy, that really.
Now, this is really disappointing because I actually am pretty fond of the Nationals. Like, I'd consider myself a passionist.
So much so that you could not remember the team.
Yeah. Well, only because of the pressure of the moment. See, that's real. And I usually don't succumb to pressure. Pressure makes diamonds. I like to shine. But that moment, the baseball question really overwhelmed me.
Why are you wearing a Game of Thrones bracelet?
Well, let me tell you. It was from July 12th. Uh-huh. It was a belated birthday present. Went to the premiere. Had a wonderful time. So I have
that's
no interest.
July 12th?
Yes.
Have you
but
been
I
wearing
wash
that
it
since
every
July
day.
12th?
Yeah, I wash
Does
it thoroughly.
Does it come off?
Does not come off. It's just a nice keepsake. When the time is right, it'll come off. And it balances out my wrists.
It's super like thick plastic.
Yeah.
That's
oh,
not
it's,
coming off
you
for
cut
years.
Yourself on this. My brother took his off because he was almost ripping his nipple off during showers. Feel that.
How was that happening?
From washing. Feel it for the viewers at home so they see how...
It's quite
yeah.
thick.
Yeah.
It's like the highest quality disposable bracelet you would get at a carnival or something.
Sure.
The highest quality
yes,
that you could
absolutely.
Get.
Absolutely.
Nearly unbreakable.
Yes.
You'd have to cut it with scissors.
Oh, you definitely...
Trust ripping
me.
That off your hand would take a long time.
You would lose your wrist and you'd sever an artery before this thing
Maybe
would
I'll
break.
Maybe I'll take a picture and put yeah. it up
on the
website.
Yeah, let me. Do you have a good background?
I don't really need a great background. Just that's fine.
Here
that's
we go, guys. Right now, he had his. Okay, he took a picture.
So we'll put that up on one of the websites. Mm-hmm. Who knows which one? Probably the Sports Widow, and then there's a Sports Dump one as well. This is a very soft open, by the way, for the Sports
Super
Dump.
Super soft. Trey Turner.
I'm waiting until September, and then I'm going full force. Maybe middle of August, even. We'll start doing these all
look
the
out,
time.
Folks. When football season or a sniff of it beyond the awful preseason comes around, look the F out.
Look the F out.
The heat coming off of these sound waves is just going to burn your ears,
It'll
folks.
Burn your ears right off, mm-hmm. folks. So Tom Brady turns 40 today.
Ah, thank goodness.
Ugh.
Means the end is maybe near?
Maybe. Here's one thing, and this is not specific to Brady, okay? The NFL does not test for human growth hormone.
Which his bulging skull and abnormal muscle tells me he's been enjoying for a few years.
Well, I'm not going to speculate that
it's
far.
Not speculation. One of the side effects of human growth hormones is your skull grows
yes.
and
yes.
separates. And you can tell very clearly when someone's face shape changes, and if you go back and do before and afters, you can very clearly identify people using human
well,
growth hormone.
Well, yeah, you could do that with Barry Bonds very easily.
Oh, absolutely, but he's like the poster boy.
But I haven't done that test with Tom Brady myself. I'm just making it, and I actually am not. I'm advocating to keep it,
sure,
like untested. Just
yeah.
make it legal if it's for recovery and stuff, and can help these guys in that way.
Yeah, that's a good thing.
Fucking. The, you know, like with all the evidence of, and sorry, I apologize for the F-bomb there, but with all the evidence of the damage that it does, you know, all these CTE things, give them any therapeutic thing you can.
Yeah, yeah.
For
there's
goodness gracious, let them have the weed,
mm-hmm.
let them have the HGH, let them have the steroids and stuff for recovery, because all these guys
yeah.
are at peak physical condition anyway, so they're just going to all do it if you let
yeah.
them.
Well, I couldn't agree
steroids,
more.
Steroids, you know, I think is more dangerous than HGH. And even that could be HGH could be dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
Or it could be therapeutic.
Well, it's sort of like a snake eating its own bottom because they take the performance-enhancing drugs, and now they're so fit and they're moving so fast that the collisions and things
are
just,
greater,
just increase
so the injuries
and the brain stuff.
Yeah,
so it's kind of a slippery slope.
Sure.
I say either keep everything.
Uh-huh.
Or eliminate everything, go back to leather helmets
uh-huh.
and kind of a more rugby-style combat wear.
Sure.
And sort of see what happens.
And I would even be fine with things like flag football.
Okay. So I'm sorry, folks. I think it's a little warm here in the valley.
Too far?
He may have misspoke. Yeah,
you don't
no,
think
I think
that?
There's plenty of flag football
in the world.
We
do a lot of 7-on-7. That's the exciting part of it.
Yes. No, I do like the high school 7-on-7 with the best players around. Those are cool and fun to watch because you know that the payoff
yes,
is real football
at some
point.
And there's a lot of that around here, actually.
Yes.
I should go see more of that.
Mm-hmm.
You have gone to the NBA
Summer
Rookie
League,
right? The Summer
yes,
League?
Several times. Love it. Great experience.
I bet it's
anybody,
great.
I highly recommend
Did
it.
You go
Vegas
this year?
Is a lovely town. This was the first year that broke the fast because my summer league partner just had a small child,
yes.
so we decided to
yes.
Bypass this year's summer league.
Which is a shame in a way because it was the maybe one of the best. It had the best ratings ever. It really in terms of the class.
Yep.
You know, maybe the LeBron class had, especially looking back.
Yeah.
You know, they're doing all this stuff on Darko Milicic now. He's a farmer in Serbia. Did you know that? He made $52 million in his career. He wanted to quit, and before in the time that he wanted to quit, he got two $20 million contracts after he wanted to quit.
Wow. Now, has he retained this money and he's just sort of living the chill life now?
I think so, yes. He has like an orchard in Serbia. He said the money that he has still will last him 200 years.
That's very impressive, yeah.
Yeah. So, but that class, especially when you look back, there's four Hall of Famers in that class in the first six picks.
Fair enough.
Am I right?
Absolutely.
LeBron, Wade,
Melo,
Chris Paul is not in that draft class.
No, he is not.
No. There's another Hall of Famer that I'm missing in that group there. But it's LeBron, Melo, the other guy who was on Miami.
Dwayne Wade
and Chris Bosh. So that four. Those four are the Hall of Famers. And they were the first six picks. First five, maybe. Because six was the Bulls, and they took Kirk Heinrich.
Of course they did. They're a racist schlub organization who has...
Kirk Heinrich may have been the best available player at that point.
Give me a break.
Maybe Stoudemire was in that class.
Kirk Heinrich will be just
fine. Let's look at that class.
But in a draft that high, you take a risk on somebody rather than saying...
What was that, the 2003 draft?
Yes, the year after the Caron Butler draft.
The 2003 NBA draft you put 2003 in NBA draft first thing that comes up, friend. But LeBron was taken. Oh, actually, Heinrich was seven.
Still too high.
Chris Kamen was six.
Solid player. Love Kamen.
There's not another player in the top 10 who's as good as him. That was a good pick. David West, maybe.
Boris Diaw, long-term, ended up being, I think, a little more valuable than Heinrich.
But a foreign guy, you
know,
they didn't take that early. I mean, Josh Howard ended up being pretty good.
If we're eliminating foreign guys, no. But Josh Howard's still a better player than Heinrich. Luke Walton, ultimately, was a better winner than Heinrich.
Kyle Korver.
Mo Williams was a better player than Heinrich, and he was taken 47th. Kyle Korver's a better player than Heinrich.
No, I don't think Mo Williams is better than Heinrich.
You're crazy. Email us, tweet us, and it'll be an overwhelming 72% think that Mo Williams is a better, effective NBA player than Kurt Heinrich.
What a horrible poll, but Mo Williams versus Kirk
Heinrich. Yeah.
Oh, my God.
If you set the bar low, that's how you change the world.
I guess so. If you set the bar low, that's how you change.
It's called
the
ground.
Is that a new quote, Dan? I like that.
It is.
If you set the bar low, that's how you change the world.
That's right.
Okay. All right.
This is a dump.
What's that?
This is the dump, right?
It is the dump.
Am I crazy to think?
No, you're not crazy. You're not crazy at all. If you set the bar low, that's how you change the world.
Yeah.
I'm going to try to mix that into our opening.
Yeah. Well, and it sounds joking, but now that I've had a moment to reflect on the quote, if you look at what the people who are in the high zone, how they've behaved themselves and the example they're setting, I think by lowering the bar, we could get some meaningful change.
I think in a way you're saying, you know, the journey of 1,000 miles begins with one step.
Yes, absolutely.
And incremental change leads to greater change.
Yes. Yes, indeed.
I like the way you said it best, though.
Thank you. We'll put that up on the website below the link.
Yeah, if you set the bar low, that's how you change the world, something like that.
Yep.
I'll check that out. Brady's 40. I don't wish him a happy birthday other than, you know, great. Good for you.
Yeah. Well,
not a Brady fan.
I should point out, full disclosure, we're both Giants fans.
Yes.
But
we have no reason to
really. That's what I'm saying.
We're the only team that can feel any level of superiority over them.
So part of me, I think of this man that's born that led to two championships for the G-Men, and I'm kind of grateful. So.
Yeah, that's true. In that way.
But I still hate the Patriots and Brady, even though the Giants have kind of owned them in the most significant moments. I still don't care for them.
Well, in a way, that Atlanta Super Bowl is great for the Giants because they're the only team that ever beat them.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like Atlanta, sure, it assures his greatness.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a lot of people think that way, where it's like, well, if we lost to the team that won the championship, that's good for us.
Yeah.
Or if we beat the greater Tom Brady is, the greater Eli Manning will look for having defeated him.
Yes.
Even though Eli kind of exhibits in this world of, like, he accidentally won.
Hey,
in a way.
Accidentally made two of the greatest plays in NFL history in some of the most clutch moments.
The Tyree one, whatever. It's a crazy broken play.
Yeah.
But the throw to Manningham was right there.
Oh, yeah.
Right there.
And those are both plays where you have to make the play.
And both those Super Bowls, one ended with a bomb that Gronk almost caught, and one, the play before the end one, was a bomb to Randy Moss that he almost caught.
Yeah. Two Hall of Famers, by the way.
Yep. And those were, I mean, those plays were close.
Yeah. Just not close enough, unfortunately, for Patriots fans.
Now, Dan, are you a international soccer fan?
Well, that's a complicated question. Technically, no, but I appreciate it. And I have some friends that are kind of deep into it.
Mm-hmm.
And I know a little bit about certain teams and leagues, but not at all on the par with anyone that's an actual soccer fan. I went to the MLS championship game in 2009, Columbus versus the New York Red Bull. Columbus won. It was very exciting. I was with one of the fan contingencies with the scarves and all the excitement. So that was cool. I respect the fan stuff. I like it in person. I love to watch the flow from high. You can sort of appreciate the sport.
It's like hockey.
When you see a move.
It's better when you watch it from up there above and can see the whole field. And yes, it is also like hockey. Far better to be at the game than to watch it. Football is the one game that is far superior
on
to
TV.
Watch on TV. Baseball, I would say, in some ways is 50-50 with replay and stuff, although now in the parks you get the replay on the board.
Yeah.
So you don't really miss anything. And baseball is it's almost like a picnic.
Yeah, there's the smells, the camaraderie.
I feel
like
baseball is the equivalent of an afternoon out.
Yes, you definitely take away more details from a game on TV because there's fewer bathrooms, snack trips, and you're sort of more hearing the commentators as well.
Yes, right. Well, speaking of, I went to an MLS game recently with my friend Brendan, who's a big soccer fan.
Oh, yeah.
And he left for beers for the first two goals. The two times he left for beers, he immediately leaves and goals are scored.
That's hard to do.
It is hard to do.
Goals don't come easy.
No. That game, there were four goals, and he missed half of them. Going
great.
To get beer.
And that's funny because he's such a big soccer
fan. He's a huge
fan. How does he hang his... Oh, man, that's great.
Well, I've become more of a soccer fan. I don't want to bore people too much, but I also, in the past few years, you mentioned you play the fantasy sports, the gambling ones.
Absolutely,
online.
Sure.
I, for years, have done the fantasy leagues and whatnot,
mm-hmm.
but I quit about 3 years ago. I started weeding them out. I've probably been in 100 leagues over the 20 years I've been doing it. I remember the first one,
That's a low estimate, 100 leagues, if you think about the different sports.
My very first one, speaking of Brendan Hunt, I remember the old Macintosh, the Apple, the little computers that were color.
The IMAX.
It was like blue or orange, and there was one in the my first email account was a Yahoo email account that I opened in the attic of a Dutch house, much like Anne Frank.
Very nice. And shout out.
But there was a shout out to Anne in Amsterdam on a computer there for a fantasy league. And I set up my Yahoo account there with Brendan Hunt in 1999. That was my first online fantasy league.
Wow. Okay?
And over the years, I've been kicked out of 20% of the leagues I've been in.
Understandable.
I once got Brad Morris kicked out of a league with Paul Rudd because he decided to partner with me. So Jeff Garlin is friends with my friend Brad. He invited Brad into this league he was doing. So Brad, this is when we worked at Second City. So Brad's like, hey, do you want to split this team with me, help, you know, this football team? So I know exactly what got me kicked out, or got Brad kicked out, I should say. So Garlin makes a trade offer to me.
Yeah.
This is the year Randy Moss scored with the Patriots. Before the season, he offers me Randy Moss for the Steelers defense.
Okay.
I immediately take that trade.
Yes.
Next day, trade is canceled. I think the league has voted it down.
Mm-hmm.
So I write a scathing thing up to everybody and email it to them.
Yes.
But it comes off of Brad's thing because it's
very
his
good.
Team.
Brilliant.
So I guess Paul Rudd writes back to Brad, like, what's your deal, dude? What the fuck is this? You know, I didn't do it. Because it turns out Garland, who was the commissioner,
yeah,
undid the trade himself. So he makes a shitty trade offer. I accept it. He cancels it. I write this thing.
Oh, man.
So Brad got back in, but I could not be his partner in the league anymore.
You know what? That's not the type of league you want to be a part of.
No.
Where commissioners are pulling David Stern, sending Chris Paul.
Right.
You know?
That was bogus business right
there. Oh, for sure.
So I feel justified in that. But I've been kicked out of many other leagues, gotten in many arguments, so I stopped playing for a while.
I just love to know I live in a world where you, in one of your little rant things, was able to get the unflappable Paul Rudd to kind of be put off by it. That
Absolutely.
Makes me very happy.
Absolutely. If I ever meet him, I will mention that story to him. I don't know if I ever will, but I will tell him that story, and I don't know if I'll apologize, but what I was getting around to is I joined a Premier League fantasy league, which I know nothing about.
Okay.
It reminds me of I joined a hockey fantasy league one year, did horribly. But I've joined this soccer one. I don't know what the hell I'm going to do. I'm going to finish very poorly.
I say.
And I wish I hadn't done
use
it.
Use a lot of FC Cologne players.
That's not in the Premier League.
Or Chelsea guys.
Okay.
And just have one or two guys from the bad boys, you know.
Who the bad boys?
The big swingers. You know, Man U, FC Barcelona, Real Madrid, FC Bayern Munich, whatever the hell their name is.
Bayern Munich.
Who I saw practice.
Premier League. This is only English teams. So the three last teams you mentioned are not in play.
So your options are Chelsea, Manchester United.
You're going to try to name all 20 teams in the Premier League?
Oh, I got it.
I bet you can't name 10.
I bet I can't name 3.
Oh, well, then forget it.
All right. Looks like we're even. Actually, there's a team.
Tottenham Hotspur.
Tottenham Hotspur.
Man United. Arsenal.
Manol,
Liverpool.
Of course. Yeah, I could go on and on, but I'm not going to bore
West Ham.
West Ham. Oh, it's
Leicester City.
Leicester City.
Bournemouth. All right.
Meat pies.
The meat pies. Yes. Oh, that would be a great name for a nickname
the South
for a
London
soccer
meat
team.
Pies, yeah.
Oh, the South London meat pies. You've really had some killers here. The South London meat pies. I like that.
And
as a
I
team.
Own the team.
You own it, yeah.
Bargain basement players.
You need to buy that that URL.
Mm-hmm.
That's good. I like the South London meat pies. That's real quality stuff there, Nooch. I'll end on one thing. This has been a little scattered. We'll try to have, you know what we need?
What's
I just
that?
Realized we need like breaks.
Breaks.
You know, like 10 minutes on this, 10 minutes on that.
Right.
That's what a good podcast has. That's where we'll put the ads eventually.
Yeah.
The underwear ads that they get, I guess.
It'll definitely be underwear ads in Blue Apron.
Yeah. So one last thing. I was going to put the TV on here in the living room so we could have sports news kind of as it happens. I went through all the ESPNs, and there was not one sports center on. There should be a 24-hour. It used to be ESPN News would run the same cycle every hour.
Yeah, and then they'd update it at certain junctures.
Yes, nothing. And I'm not going to watch, inside the lines or outside the lines with the ticker.
Yeah.
I don't need to see that shit. Give me some ESPN news, constant news stream.
Yeah, and give me back ESPN prior to...
I'll even take 10 tickers in a row for each different sport.
That's a good idea for a channel. Tickers only, top to bottom screen tickers for each sport. We have to delete this podcast.
I'll delete that. Yeah, that's a great idea. Tickers only.
Oh, yeah, and they flash when updates
come.
Oh,
my God.
Look at the lines.
Nooch.
Yeah.
We're going to work on that.
Yeah.
That's great. Okay, that's a good thing. So if you steal this idea, we'll sue you.
Yeah,
that's
we have many strong lawyer friends, patent lawyers, all sorts of lawyers.
Like informational lawyers, intellectual property lawyers.
And we're going to put up some small print below this link, too. So we're all joking aside, we're serious. Don't mess around with that idea.
Don't mess with us.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and imagine your own outro music here.
Cool.
You can follow us... I believe Sports Dump. It might be The Sports Dump. I'll have to get back to you on that. But Sports Widow on Facebook or on Twitter. Weaselicious on Facebook or on Twitter.
That's right. What also, you can check out Dan331618 on Instagram, or for your Twitter needs, you can head over to Dan33327 at Dan33327 for Twitter. And those numbers do mean stuff. If you guys can crack the codes, go ahead and send us a tweet or an Instagram direct message. All right.
Thanks, Dan. This has been the Sports Dump Podcast. We'll catch you next time Dan doesn't have to go to work.
Sounds good.
Bye.